Good morning. We continue with the Seches Trumas. We are in the seventh parak at the first Mishnah, Mishnah Aleph, in Parak Zayin. Up until now, we're discussing the halachas if someone eats Truma b'shegeg, means he does not know a vital piece of information surrounding the eating of this Truma. Either doesn't know it's Truma, does not know it's forbidden to eat Truma. But this case talks about a case where someone intentionally eats Truma. He's hungry. He knows that what he's eating is Truma. He wants to eat it. He doesn't care about the fact that he's not a kayin, and he just decides to eat truma for lunch that day. The halacha is, oichel truma mezid, person eats truma on purpose, intentionally, mishalim es hakeren v'ein mishalim es hachemesh. He pays back the keren because he took something which doesn't belong to him, and he does not have to pay the extra fine. Now this is very interesting. The person does it by mistake, he has to pay a fine. The person does it intentionally, he does not have to pay a fine. It's a very important lesson that's learned here, is that when a person does something, sometimes that's on a lower level of sin, we offer him much easier ways of atoning for that and getting a kapara for it. Someone makes a mistake, we make a bit of a possibilities and availability for tshuva to be much more accessible. When someone does something intentionally wrong, so he can't just simply get a kapara by paying a simple fine. It's much more intense. So therefore, the whole idea of a chaimesh doesn't apply to a case where a person does it intentionally. Now the Mishnah says, Hatashlum in chulin, the payment over here is chulin, whereas in the previous parak we learned that when a person pays back to kayin, when he eats it by mistake, unintentionally, that payment has a halacha of truma, and what he pays back needs to be treated like truma, despite the fact that it starts off as regular chulin. In this case, it remains, where a person eats it intentionally, it's a simple repayment. It does not get elevated to the level of truma. And therefore, if the kayin says, you know what, I don't want your payment, I don't need it, it's fine, keep it yourself. The kayin has the right to do that because it's not subject to the pasuk in the Torah that raises it up to the level of truma.
So that's the specific. What love is he over for?
He ate truma. He ate truma. He's not allowed to eat truma. So he's absolutely over a lav of eating truma, right. But he does not have the opportunity to pay back with truma, and he does not pay back the extra chaimish, and the kohen has the ability to forgive him and to tell him he does not have to pay back. We'll stop here at Mishnah Beis, and we'll continue with that tomorrow, Mirtzah Hashem.